This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 and 2, and discovered the importance of treating one another with a view of maintaining healthy relationships. We need each other, so we must treat each other with care, especially when there is a need for rebuking or exhorting. When a young man in ministry has to address a young woman needing correction, it is important for him to treat her as he would a sister. Paul adds one further cautionary point, with absolute purity. There is such a high flashpoint danger that a commitment to absolute purity is necessary. Though Paul is teaching Timothy, a young man, his point should be heeded by all men. In fact, it would be wise for men, when needing to correct or rebuke a woman, to have another woman with him, preferably his wife, if married. Or better yet, delegate the responsibility to a mature woman who is better equipped to think and feel and communicate as woman to woman. They have a better possibility of making a longer-term impact through building a closer relationship. Three times in this book, Paul emphasizes the importance of maintaining purity of heart, thought, motive, and action. Throughout biblical history, this injunction was ignored by many men, and the tragic consequences are evident in subsequent generations. This danger has persisted throughout history and is prevalent in our postmodern world. We need to encourage Christian men to be aware of the danger, vividly described in the book of Proverbs, and take care, great care, to maintain absolute purity in their relationships with women.